The Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation branch in South Australia has renewed calls to improve powers for state nurses, allowing them to discharge patients on a clinical level. Breakfast producer Tom Jordan spoke to State Secretary Professor Elizabeth DeBars about the push for more powers. He asked her what prompted this call.
The issue that we're experiencing is that the Department and the government have in fact agreed to criteria-led or nurse-led discharge for a number of years now. The fact remains that very little has been done to actually implement it. So what we're talking about is, where is the implementation program for the creation of this criteria-led or nurse-led discharge to improve the situation in our hospitals? You can't have people wringing their hands continuously about the chronic overcrowding of our hospitals, but not actually put in place the implementation strategy to make the system better.
So the main point of getting these kind of discharge powers would be to help ease congestion in emergency rooms?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, the main point is to actually improve the situation so that everyone can get a fair opportunity to be seen and to get out of the system when they need to. So what we have at the moment is a situation where people are sitting in a hospital bed when they don't necessarily need to be there. And what we're saying is that that situation could be improved, and we could in fact ease the congestion in the system concurrently by enabling these criteria-led discharge to occur. And that's simply a matter of having agreement between health practitioners, including doctors and senior clinical nurses, to make sure that there are appropriate criteria or a list of items that would need to be both agreed but all signed off in order to make sure that that people could be safely discharged from the system. And this is something that we see happen safely over in countries including the UK and Canada. So this is a safe and effective process to improve our system for the benefit of patients.
You mentioned these powers having been granted on an international scale. Have we seen similar measures in other states in Australia?
Look, I believe there have been instances where this has been used, but I'm not aware of a system-wide measure, but there certainly has been agreement within South Australia for that to occur. The fact remains, where is it occurring and what is the implementation strategy? And that is what we haven't seen to date.
I'm speaking with Professor Elizabeth DeBars, Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation State Secretary, about the call for improved powers for SA nurses. What other kind of powers have you discussed giving to state nurses?
Look, I mean, this isn't about giving particular powers to anyone. This is about a criteria-led discharge and making sure that patients can be discharged from the system appropriately and safely. And again, this is not a new call. This is about having this, the agreement to do this implemented. The agreement has existed for a number of years now. The fact remains it just simply hasn't been implemented.
What responses have you had from the government about these calls?
Look, we have raised this issue with the government and the chief executive of SA Health as recently as last week or in the last couple of weeks. Look, I don't believe anyone is in disagreement about the fact that this should be implemented. What we're just unclear about is how it is actually being implemented and what the strategies are to do it. And that's what we are continually calling for, is the implementation strategy and to make sure that this policy decision, which has in fact been agreed for some years now, is actually implemented.
Thank you very much for your time, Professor.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for your interest.
Professor Elizabeth DeBars, she's the Secretary of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation branch in South Australia. She was speaking with producer Tom Jordan about the calls for improved discharge powers for nurses in South Australia.